This is an ABC podcast.
So today we're going to have a look at a few of the sites which we've selected because we knew that there was seagrass there in the past. It's been lost over the past few decades. We're going to set up those sites with putting out sandbags because when the seagrass starts to produce seed, we will be collecting that seed and we'll be broadcast seeding all across these areas with these lines of sandbags, hoping that the seedlings will fall and be trapped by these lines of sandbags and then we'll have a place to grow.
Marine scientist John Ford is describing the final step in an ambitious project to regrow seagrass in Corner Inlet, just east of Wilson's Promontory in Victoria's South Gippsland.
Yeah, look, we're trying to regrow seagrass, and this is probably Australia's largest attempt at regrowing seagrass in the marine environment, which is amazing because we've seen a steady decline in seagrass here in Corner Inlet and Nurramunga, and this is our chance to start working with nature to try to claw this back.
Hello, I'm Peter Somerville. I'm here on the jetty at Port Franklin, where the unlikely allies in this effort to revive seagrass have come together.
The key about this program, which makes it so different and also hopefully very successful, is that we're working hand in hand with local land care groups, with Yarram Yarram Land Care, and also with local commercial fishermen. And I think this is the first time in Australia that we've seen the commercial fishermen work together with scientists and land care to really do a big thing for the environment.
Do you think it'll take off? Do you think we'll see projects like this in other areas?
I really do hope so, particularly when we get success, which we do predict, and then we will see this take off around the country. It's all about people working together, and if you get local communities working together, we can make really big differences.
This area is home to a commercial fishing industry that supplies King George whiting, flathead and garfish to the Melbourne fish markets. And today, fishermen, scientists and environmentalists are working together to load a boat with the long skinny sandbags that will be dropped into the water to help trap new seagrass seedlings and hold them in place. Scott Elliott is the coordinator of the local Yarram Yarram Landcare Network. It's the first time his group has taken part in a project offshore, but he sees similarities to the work they do on land.
The restoration of seagrass in Corner Inlet is in response to several factors. Obviously, working in the land care sphere, we're quite aware of what's happening onshore. So for many years, over the past decade, we've worked with our Jack and Albert River Restoration Project to plant trees, fence areas that are sensitive, to remove sediment coming into those estuaries, rivers and streams which go into Corner Inlet. One of our board members is a fifth generation fisher, and based on his knowledge and work with the commercial fishing industry of Corner Inlet, was able to identify that various factors were impacting broadleaf seagrass. The main one, the big environmental threat, has been the presence or explosion of a population of native urchins, which traditionally don't eat seagrass, but we've found that they devastated areas here in Corner Inlet. And so, in spite of the hard work we were doing onshore, we saw that there were some factors happening offshore. So our decision was to take land care offshore for the first time. So the best way I would categorise what we're up to today is essentially this is land care in a new form. The boats that you see that the commercial fishers use are just like the tractors that our farmers use. The seagrass meadows are the pasture and the flathead are the cattle.
And what's the significance of having the local commercial fishing industry on your side?
This project wouldn't occur without the unwielding support of Corner Inlet's commercial fishers. They were the ones who first identified the problems in the seagrass meadows, and with their knowledge, support, equipment and experience, we're able to do what we're doing today. So they are an integral part of what we're doing.
One of those fishermen is Wayne Cripps. He's the fourth generation of his family to fish in Corner Inlet, and his sons are now also involved in the industry.
It's been a little bit of a change in the past few years, there's no doubt about it. We do seem to see the sediment building up in the inlet, there's no doubt about that. I myself personally are putting down to waste off the landfill. I'm no expert, don't get me wrong, but I have noticed a change myself over a period of time in the seagrass habitat. Of course, without seagrass, we don't have the fish, and unfortunately, the old commercial fisher is pretty easy to get the blame when there's no fish. It's like a lot of things, without the food chain, you don't have the source of product. So we must take that into consideration.
How does boosting seagrass stocks help fish stocks?
Seagrass is a food chain for fish. Without the seagrass, we do not have the fish stocks. It's important as anything you could probably imagine, that, you know, without the seagrass, you have no habitat and have no fish.
Wayne Cripps is a fourth-generation fisherman working in Corner Inlet off the coast of southeastern Victoria, and he's part of the team working on a project there to revive seagrass meadows. He was speaking with our reporter, Pete Somerville. You're with the